You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed can sometimes be accompanied by hand gestures, which your sister may find offensive, but you think are hilarious. There's one in every family.
A mechanic tries to fix your car. No matter if you're near or far, he'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your top-down, wind-in-your-hair, Saturday morning automotive thrill ride. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, but right now, love us on Zoomer Radio.
Yeehaw! That was a pretty good yeehaw, Al.
Well, you know what? I don't get to do that again.
Well, this is the last of the yeehaws.
The last of the yeehaws. You never know. There may be another rendition or who knows?
You never know.
We're so good looking and talented, Brian. I mean,
That's why we're on the radio, Al.
We have a face for radio?
That's right. That's right.
Well, speaking of faces for radio, we've got a lot of faces in front of us.
A lot
today.
Of faces in the studio today, because today is the last episode of Dave's Corner Garage.
That's right. And, some weepy moments, I'm sure you're going to hear, because you know we've got lots of old tapes of old guests, and we've been doing this for 20 something years,
22 years.
Yeah, we got Brian in the studio. Brian, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How is everyone?
He's like a younger version of Dave.
He's exactly like a younger version of Dave, and not on the microphone. Also in studio is Dave's son, Mark. He's not going to say anything.
And behind the glass, we've got the rest of the family here. We've got Dave's wife, Barbara, and who else is here? All the grandchildren.
Jen.
And Jen's here. And everybody. And they're all watching and going, so this is where it's all done, eh? I've never been here before. It's amazing. But a couple of you guys have actually been down.
I've been down a couple times. Mark, I don't know.
As a matter of fact, you know who I was thinking about? I don't know where it came up, but I was thinking of Oren last night.
Yep, Oren. I think every niece or nephew basically ran the calls or
exactly, because you know in the first few years or first incarnation of Dave's Corner Garage, it was primarily a call-in show.
Yeah,
and we needed a screener, so Dave would always get one of his junior relatives.
It was Laura, Oren, Eric also did it for a little bit.
He told me he was running out of relatives or nieces and nephews, so we'd have to change the format of the show. You know. Because otherwise it meant he'd have to pay someone.
Exactly. He would pay them with breakfast.
This is all starting to make sense now. We have a couple of our longtime guests calling in as well. Darren Besance is calling in, as well as the inimitable Amy Bradley.
Exactly. I spoke to her early this morning. She sounds like she's in fine form. And also, we want to give you the opportunity to call in if you're listening and you've got some story or some little thing to say about Dave's Corner Garage. We've been here a long time. We've made a lot of people laugh. We've given out some great information. The phone numbers are 416-360-0740. Again, 416-360-0740. Or it's toll-free if you're out of town. It's 1-866-740-4740. You may see a pattern happening there, eh?
There's a little bit of a pattern there.
There's a lot of the 740s in here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And we want to thank 740 for giving us the opportunity for all these years to be on the air and having fun and informing all you people.
Absolutely. You absolutely. Do we have a clip to play?
All right, let's rock and roll.
I think we do.
Do you put weight in the back of your truck when you drive through the winter?
No, I've got enough weight in the driver's seat.
Okay, thanks. Well, we'll just stop right there.
You know, we always tried to give out the best information, but you didn't know. I mean, that was the challenge, of course, of a call-in show, because you didn't know who that person was on the other line.
That's right.
What kind of, appropriate or inappropriate things they may have to say.
We did have some inappropriate things in the last couple of years as well. That was something.
I guess the ones that really hurt are the ones that go, you guys don't know bleep, bleep, bleep.
That's right.
Why are you on, okay? I'm changing the channel, but that person seemed to listen every week.
That's right. That's right. Just wanted something to complain about.
All right. Again, if you got a question or comment, give us a shout. 416-360-0740 or 1-866-740-4740. We're going to answer the calls, and we're going to take some we'll take some commercial break right now. You think I'd get the hang of this after
20-something years, Al.
All right, guys. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and a couple of Dave's kids, that namesake's kids, Brian and Mark. And thanks for joining us, guys.
And, you know, we've made reference a couple times to Dave trying to save money. I mean, you guys grew up with him, so you probably know that how that all happened. You know, I mean, why spend it if you didn't need to? Eh?
Exactly. He started cutting his hair to save money.
Did he do it himself, or did he have your mom do it?
No, he did it himself. And every time he would say, look, guys, I just saved, you know, $20, $30.
You know, it takes an awful lot of work to earn that money, and I want you to appreciate that fact.
And then he would offer to do our hair. We would obviously decline it.
Well, you know, we had Crown backing us for many, many years, Crown Rust Control, and we had Freeman Young on who started the company, but he was all with us. And Dave decided that he was going to tell Freeman how he could save some more money. We're just going to run a clip right now.
So that little plastic piece, that little plastic pipe that comes with the can ain't going to do the job.
Well, if you tape two of them together.
Yeah, but if you get them oily, the tape don't hold, eh? I tried it before. It just doesn't work.
It was Freeman Young in the background. And, of course, you could buy the product in aerosol cans. And Dave thought, well, if I just buy a couple cans, I don't need to spend $100. I can get away with, like, $10 or $12. But that was the kind of stuff he used to like to do.
Yeah, tons of stuff like that.
Same thing. We're going to talk a little later about how your mom, you know, your mom wasn't shy about having, you know, she liked finer things. You can't blame her. But your dad was just always trying to save money, eh? And he'd complain about having to get her nice presents, but he would go to Walmart. His favorite line of clothes was the George line. You know
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
In fact, I didn't know what George meant. I had to look it up, and he wore it as a badge of honor. You know,
this is the
George line.
He had the Walmart credit card. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that, he loved his Walmart points.
All right. Super. Right?
I think we have a caller on the line.
Yes, we do. We got Gord calling from Scarborough. Gord, how are you?
Not too bad. Good morning. I just want to wish both of you happy holidays and stay well for the new year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gord.
To you too.
So I just have a quick question.
That
club that you recommend for security for the car, is it true that a professional could remove that in 30 seconds?
Yeah, that you know what, Gord, that's absolutely true. But what the club solves now is, you know, because cars are getting stolen electronically,
yes,
and those kind of thieves are not bringing the tools to, you know, remove a club, whether that's cutting through the steering wheel or breaking the club. So they're just bringing electronics with them. So, you know, if your car has the club in it, they're not going to bother stealing it. They're going to go to another one and steal that one instead, unfortunately.
Okay, I see. And also, are any car manufacturers today making any cars with ignition keys? Are they only doing it with the push button? Is that true as well?
I drive new cars all the time, and I haven't seen a vehicle with a key in a couple of years. And even you know, cars that are $20,000 still have or now have push button starts.
Wow. Thank you so much for the help. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Take care. Thanks for calling us. But as a matter of fact, when you do put the club on, Brian, I think they tell you to mount it vertically so that the person can, you know, the bad guy's looking in the window can at least see it's there.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, this bright color and it makes a lot of sense now. Of course, I've told my brother-in-law, who drives a Honda CR-V, one of the most stolen vehicles in the country, to put a club on his CR-V because he doesn't park it in his garage because his garage is full of junk. So, you know, I've given him a couple of options because he asked, you know, the Honda CR-V gets stolen a lot. Yeah, it does. You might want to consider putting it in your garage.
You know, I wonder, I mean, you guys lived on Main Street for many, many years. You ever, and always cars in the driveway, you ever get one stolen?
None. Not that I know of. But they weren't very...
I was going to say, what would you attribute that to?
They weren't very good cars. We drove, like, basically a mechanic special. That's what we drove.
He used to have a caravan, and maybe it was Blue or something, and he called it Bruce. He had a name for it or something.
Multiple Bell Caravans. That's what he loved.
And oh,
he
yeah.
would modify them all.
And nobody stole them.
No one stole them.
Now, but your mom had a nice car.
That was the theory, is that the wife had to have the nicest car,
right?
Because he didn't want the car to break down, so she had the nicest one.
But it was a good car. It wasn't just a nice beater.
No, it was a good car.
And nobody ever tried to steal that one.
No.
Okay, I guess the theory there was, you see, you'd park all the beaters behind it.
Exactly. It'd take a lot of work.
In fact, you had a garage. Did they park anything inside, or was it full of junk?
No, the garage was actually our den.
Oh, okay. So, and I can tell a story quickly, too. I remember years ago, I was on my way to do the show. It was in the wintertime. And your dad, we're going to talk about it later, had a smart car, which he called his smarty car. And it was about this time of year, and Dave also had a four-wheel drive Jeep. Now, for some reason, he decided to take the smarty car home on a Friday night and park it in the driveway. So Saturday morning comes, and it's snowing like a son of a gun, and I'm going down the parkway, and we're just going so slow. And I'm thinking, I'm going to phone Dave to say, you know what, Dave, I'm just going to turn around because I'm never going to make it there. And all of a sudden, my cell phone rings. And who is it? But it's Dave. It's like, hey, Al, how's it going? I said, I was just going to call you. I says, I don't think I can make it down. Oh, no. You have to go down. I said, why? He says, I'm stuck in the middle of Bathurst Street, and the bus is honking me because I can't get my smart car going. And they had to get people off the bus to put the smart car back into your driveway. It was unbelievable.
That's great.
I said, but you have a Jeep. He's, oh, please, don't tell me. Yes, I brought the wrong one home. Anyways, we got that, and we've got a lot more comments, and we've got some callers online. We'll get to those right after this break. This is Dave's Corner Garage, the final one. We'll see you in a little bit.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in the studio with Alan Gellman and a couple of Dave's kids. Brian's participating. Mark is not, but we're having a good time. And a little bit of a story. When the first time I ever met Dave, it was through some mutual friends, and it was around the time when Dave got his Ferrari 456, and you know, beautiful black V12 manual car. So of course I'm like, this is really cool, and you know, Dave and I hit it off, and then I think the first time I guested on the show was in 2016.
But that was that when the car got fixed, or that was when you saw it as a wreck?
2000? No, it was done.
Oh, it was done.
It was running. Yeah, yeah. I think I'm guessing that was 2009. I still couldn't find the photos, but they're around somewhere. And I took photos of Dave and his Ferrari back then. And then of course I drove it this summer, thanks to Brian.
Yep.
It was a blast.
Did a nice review on YouTube, and
yeah, it was a lot of fun. Car from a totally different era, but what a gorgeous machine.
Yeah, but you know what? But he put it together with bubble gum and duct tape, I think. because he had it here once.
Yep.
You know, before you were around, and mm-hmm. I said, let's go for a ride. He says, well, we can if it starts. And I said, what do you mean if it starts? He says, well, it may not. It's a little particular sometimes, you know.
Uh-huh.
I said, you told me you got this Ferrari. He says, well, yeah, but it still needs a little bit of TLC, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they had an issue with the trunk release or something, or
the
front hood wouldn't open. It had some kind of weird stuff going on.
It was very finicky. I think when he took it apart, I think he found a hammer from like the factory inside
okay.
the car,
mm-hmm.
But yes, it was not the most reliable car in this
yeah,
fleet.
Yeah, yeah. But you guys have fixed it up, and it is now.
Yep. Yeah.
Excellent. All right, we got a caller on the line. His name's Jay. Jay, you got something to say to us? Jay.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey. So I just wanted to say thank you for all the great years of programming and all the great information you gave us throughout the years.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just curious, like, how come the show is ending?
Well, things change. We've been doing this for 20-odd years, and, Brian...
It's that time, Jay, unfortunately, and you know, we're all very sad, but that's the nature of things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wasn't sure if the station was kicking you guys off there. Or if you guys
No. Absolutely not. In fact, we have to thank them for the many years of support. They've been really good.
They've been a great partner for us.
Yeah, and if if we could find the golden, at the end of the rainbow, there's a big pot with gold and money, and gold. If we had that to contribute, we could stay. So we're a buck or two shy, and then we decided, this is becoming way too much work. So as much fun as we have, listening, we certainly have to thank the station for providing a space for us for these 20 years and putting up with our garbage, too, eh?
Yeah, we're not easy to deal with, I think.
All right, Jay, thanks for calling.
You guys have been great.
Thank you.
If you guys ever miss doing this, consider a podcast, maybe, because I know it's going to be well-received by all the people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It seems to be the way to go, eh?
Yeah. Well, I guest on podcasts all the time, and it's the way things are going. But
I found, because I've been turned on to a couple too, but I found for the most part, it's not about the guest so much as the podcaster.
Sometimes it is.
And I finally got the clue that all I have to do is skip ahead 20 minutes because it's just the first guy talking about nothing.
Right.
Okay. And if you get 20 minutes or so, they go, after the break, we're going to get to our guest. And I'm going, well, why didn't you do that 20 minutes ago? Because I don't really care about your dry cleaning issues and everything else.
The podcast world is a different world. And
It really is.
So it's tied into my, my digital existence. And out of all the craziest things that could have happened this week, mm-hmm. I showed up on, I can't name the company, but a major Canadian company's list as an influencer. I'm officially an influencer.
Congratulations.
I'm that's a feather in my cap, but I would never call myself an influencer, but apparently I've made it.
All right.
And speaking of which, we've got a clip about me doing some silly influencing of my own.
Really?
And Brian, four wheels are much safer than two, just in case you need to learn that, okay? I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah, well, the reason Al's saying that is because I have a broken arm right now because I went downhill mountain biking. So thanks, Al.
All right, Brian, if people want to find out, hey, do you have a video of that and could they watch it?
You know what? I left the GoPro in the truck that day and no. So there's nothing for anybody to see except for photos on my social media with my broken arm.
Can you still shake your hands or is the other one?
It's the left, thankfully, so I can type and drive. I'm back to driving a manual, so it's exciting days.
That was unpleasant.
Now you're primarily on four wheels, or you still ride the bike?
Well, that's a separate issue. I'm not supposed to be jumping bicycles anymore, according to my doctor and a specialist. But
okay.
I'm still going to go snowboarding. So,
really?
Well, yeah. We'll see.
Button for punishment. Well, hey. You still drive cars, right?
Yeah, I think.
And
I'm okay
you did have a bad mishap at one of those too.
Oh, lots of them. That may be the my last wreck might have something to do with my lower back issues because that was a pretty violent wreck. I got taken out, as they say in racing, and launched in the air and landed on the racing surface at 120 kilometers an hour.
Oh, wow.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yes.
All right. After the break, we've got Darren Bossens joining us. He was from Sail and Tire, and he was on the show many, many times. And mm-hmm. And kind of like Dave, he was always looking for like a deal when he had to give a present away. And I don't want to give out any more information on that, but maybe we'll have him tell the story. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman, and all of Dave's kids are here in studio.
Yes, we're all here.
And on the microphone, so which is fantastic. And also joining us on the line is an old friend of the show, Darren Bossens. Darren, how are you?
I'm doing well. Brian, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. We've got an old clip, I think, of you and Al and Dave talking about winter tires.
So I was going to say, people don't know about snow tires.
Winter tires.
Winter.
You've only known him for 2 years now. Winter.
Well, when I started back in the 60s.
Oh, here we go. There's no hydro then either.
We had to go out and generate our own hydro. Shovel coal.
The good old days.
So what the question is, how do they identify a winter tire?
There you go.
I guess that's the end of the clip.
But it's funny, Brian. Darren, I don't know if you ever did it. I mean, you were on the sales end of things and promotion. Did you actually physically ever tire bust yourself?
Never.
Never, no, eh?
I started as a sales guy, so.
You know what? But I remember because my first job was down on Brunswick and Hubbard, and we used to bust tires by hand there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. A big pole, a hammer, a bunch of grease, and that's how we did it.
Yeah.
So.
Well,
you're starting to sound like Dave now.
Was that a compliment?
Yeah, it was definitely a compliment.
So you're still in the tire business now?
Still in the tire business, yep.
Yeah.
I'm sad to see the show being over. It was, a lot of good memories, definitely with yourself, Brian, Steve, and, of course, Dave. The best times I found were in the green room before the show. I learned so much from a wealth of knowledge with you gentlemen. So it was I always enjoyed coming down to the studio to be on air.
I know I always tried to sort of keep it on track in terms of let's talk about what's going on in the show, but we very rarely actually did that.
No, that's what made it fun.
And then, of course, and if we did schedule it before, it never happened anyways.
No, exactly. That was just conversation at the end of the day.
Exactly. Now your friendship extended beyond the actual studio. You guys went to the racetrack with the boys, right?
Yeah. We did that a few times for sure, and had a great time there because as probably some people may know or may not know, Dave used to race in his younger days, so he had a wealth of knowledge regarding the track and racing. And I always remember him in his smart car. Everybody else had sports cars. You know, there's Ferraris, there's Porsches, there's BMWs, and then there's a smart car on the track.
Yeah, but it takes big cojones to show up with a car like that.
Absolutely.
The best part about taking a smart car on the racetrack is you can drive it flat out 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Well, Dave wore with a badge of honor with holding the track record at Cayuga.
Yeah, that's what he I think he made a video about it. He was very happy about getting the world record at Cayuga in driving a smart car because no one's ever done it.
I've seen the picture, and there was actually a co-driver in that car. Do you know that picture and who was behind the wheel?
Yeah, I was behind the wheel in that picture.
Oh, no, was your dad on the other side?
No, it was just a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Dad took the picture.
Oh, that's funny.
I think it went around some of the corners on two wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Well, Darren, and you pushed the car over the edge too, though, I think, at one point, didn't you?
I did. A few cars, actually, but one for sure. I had a little bit of engine failure on my one car.
Memorable. It blowed up, eh?
It blowed up,
yeah.
It won't buff out.
No, it won't buff out, no. I would have been happier for a little fender bender than what actually happened, so.
Yeah. That was an expensive.
Live and learn.
And now you don't buy that brand of car anymore, apparently.
Well, no, because I can't afford it.
Well, that's because you have to buy two motors. That's why, you see.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
Yeah.
Actually, we've got another clip, too, handy by... And I think you're involved, as a matter of fact. We're going to try to run that clip right now for you, see if you remember this one.
I have bought so many expensive keys for my wife. It's mm-hmm. just unbelievable. And,
why don't you just buy her cheaper cars?
I thought of that.
That didn't go over well.
No, not well at all.
Like a lead balloon.
Dave is sleeping inside a winter tire this morning.
That's about as exciting as Darren's mother-in-law's getting four tires for her birthday, eh?
Yeah. People appreciate that.
Surprise!
Thanks, Alan.
So it's just complicated. Actually, the tire business is one of the most complicated industries going, isn't it? Because if they don't sell it, it actually goes back to you guys to warehouse again.
Yeah, a certain percentage will take back, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the age of tires, do they age out?
Yeah, they typically, if they're not stored properly in that, but yeah, they can become, aged out, as you call it.
Yeah.
So. Well, Darren, I actually want to know, when you're in the tire business, is this a thing that you do when you give people gifts? Do you actually give them a set of tires?
No. It's actually not a bad gift. It's funny you brought that up because I actually did buy a set of tires for my son this year. I'm going to give it to him for Christmas. But they're all season. He's got his winters on right now. So
you are proving me right.
Yes. But he's still in school, so he'll appreciate it. So.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I guess those aren't going under the tree.
No. Just sit in the garage and there's no
mystery
note
what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's a big surprise.
and just to say, that's not the only gift they bought him.
But I heard you left the installation to him, though.
No, definitely not.
Now, question: what kind of cars are they going on?
Which my son's car?
Yeah,
he's got a Lexus, actually, an E330, I think it is. But it's I bought it for him about a year ago. It's probably 2005. It had about 35,000 kilometers on it. So
it was a granny car.
Oh, yeah,
it was a granny car. It's in great shape. And I got a really good deal on it because, as you know, after COVID, car prices, used especially, were through the roof.
Yeah, for sure.
So I got a great deal on it.
Now we were joking about buffing it out. I'm guessing that the four bumper corners are all messed up too on that car.
No, they're not actually. The one side is because my son actually hit a pillar.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Prior to him, no, it was in perfect condition.
Yeah, at our shop, we had an older clientele, and we used to get people come in and all the time and go, "Is there something you can do with this?" I don't know what happened, but that post jumped out in the underground,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And it was either yellow. It was either yellow paint or white paint. And thankfully, it came off most of the time.
Yeah, I like driving all these modern cars that have like cameras in all directions, so I definitely can't hit anything.
No.
Well, you can.
Well, I could if I wasn't paying attention.
If you don't watch the camera. But that's the problem, too, now with modern things, is that people depend on that only. So I know somebody who had a car accident only a week after getting the car because he had said, well, it has this thing that if I change lanes, it'll beep, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't beep. And I said, well, you still have, there still has two mirrors on the car. And he said, oh, I thought you didn't need the mirrors anymore, you know?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You still got to kind of drive the car.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
All right.
Live and learn.
That's right. So what, and how about you? Obviously you drive a nice car, but you have a winter beater as well?
I've got a diesel for my winter car. I actually don't have a track car or a sports car right now. I got rid of it in the summer, so I'm on the hunt for a new one at some point. So
mm-hmm.
Exciting times.
I got a couple of race cars if you're interested, Darren.
Yeah, I'd love them, but they're not street legal, I hear.
No, they're definitely not street legal.
All right, Darren, we're going to have to run quickly. Anything quickly you want to say before we jump here?
No, I just want to thank everybody, all the people I met through the process of, being on the show. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'm sad to see it over, but, all good things must come to an end.
So, all right.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're very welcome, Darren. Next time you're out at the track, give us a call so we can come out and watch.
Excellent. I will.
All right. Take care. Have yourself a good holiday,
thank
man.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Want to thank him and, of course, the company for support for so many, many years.
Yeah, for a long time. Triangle Tire supported the show for a long, long time, and Darren was great to have on the show.
Exactly. And if you've got something that you want to add to the show, by all means, 416-360-0740 or 1-866-740-4740. This is Dave's Corner Garage, last show of the forever. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max with Alan Gelman and all three of Dave's kids, Brian, Jen, and Mark, in studio. And we have the people's favorite guest joining us on the line. That's Amy Bradley from Orbit. Amy, how are you? No?
Nope.
We don't have Amy on the line.
Well, these are the technical things that could possibly happen, you know?
In that case, I'd just like to clarify, it's actually Mark, Jen, and Brian.
in that order?
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you're participating now, Mark.
He just wanted to make you clear.
Well, which one did he like the best? Did we ever find that out?
Oh, there we go. Jen is the undeniable favorite.
Well, then we should give her priority listing on the.
He always best. Told me I was the favorite.
Actions speak louder than words, Mark.
Now, all right, we do have the people's favorite on the line now. Our inimitable guest, Amy Bradley from Orbit Insurance. Amy, how are you?
Good. How are
are you guys?
Great.
We're doing great.
Thanks for joining us.
Amy, did your dad have a favorite child?
It's always me.
It didn't take you very long to figure that out. I wonder if this has something to do with that these are all ladies, okay? And we're assuming that the dads like their daughters the best. Is that it?
I guess.
I certainly did.
But, you know, for
I only had two, and they were both girls anyways.
But I have to say, I mean, you'd think the nature of Amy's relationship with her father would have changed over the years for how often she threw him under the bus on the show.
Right, and the good thing was that Amy was in the insurance business because it was always dad crashing something or other. Right, Amy?
It was, and that's how I always got my life stories. I'm like, life happens, and that's why we revolve around you now. And do you know what I never, ever told you guys?
What's that?
So I have three older sisters. So their names, so dad didn't have any boys. He just had us.
Right.
Like the girls. And so it started from Darlene, Carrie, Bobby, and Amy. So it's A, B, C, D. And I always say to my sisters and everyone, they started with D and worked their way down to awesome.
But I notice a lot of those names could be used either way, eh? I mean, they didn't know beforehand.
Yep. That's exactly it. It was always like that. And I must say, your guys' listeners, your followers are absolutely amazing. It never mattered which show I was at, if it was RV, collector car, even some of the motorcycle shows, your people always came and said hi to me. And I'll tell you this, if you guys want to go to a show, hit me up. I'll get you some tickets. I got you guys. And I got to talk to Brian, too, Dave's son. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him, and I was like, oh, my God. He goes, no wonder when, because my first time on the show was with Dave and you, Al, and I was so nervous. And I don't know if you remember, but I was talking about buying a new washing machine, and it was making such loud noise, and I was so nervous if you guys heard it. Mm-hmm. And I was saying it sounded like the Grinch doing yoga when it was like, if you ever seen the Grinch doing yoga, he makes this loud. I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe I just said that on air. My first time. Yep.
And we figured out what was wrong with it, though.
I don't know. I just got rid of it.
But another occasion, though, your car was making some noise in the parking lot, wasn't it?
Oh, do you guys remember? That was my first in-time studio with you guys. I came in, and it was like clonk, clonk, bang, bang, every time I turned the wheels, and it was another squeaking noise, and I'm like, I don't know. And I said to you guys, I said, I drive it till it's dead. And both of you guys were looking at my tires. You're like, you need new tires. And then you told me it was like, I don't know what it was, but it was to do with the brakes and everything in there.
Yep.
And by golly, you guys were right. You hit everything on the nail, both of you. It was amazing. I was like, you know your stuff.
I am actually a mechanic. I just don't play one on the radio. and Dave was the same way. I mean, that's how Dave grew up, with dirty fingernails all the time, eh?
Yep. Oh, that's exactly it. But, oh, my gosh. And Brian, you're going to kill me for this. Do you guys remember you came third in a race, and you ran out of gas?
Oh, that was last summer, yes. Yes.
Well, guess what I just did?
Let me guess.
It had 30 kilometers left, and I went up a hill, and my car died. I had the kids in it. I thought, oh, love of God, don't tell Justin I ran out of gas. So I called my mother-in-law, because I was only 10 minutes away from the house.
Right.
I'm like, can you sneak into the shed, grab the jerry can out of the... She goes, you didn't. I said, I did. I don't want Justin to know I ran out of gas. And then I started to laugh. I was like, oh, I've got to tell you guys my story. And see, life happens.
And now Justin knows.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've told people that the E doesn't stand for enough, right?
Nope.
It stands for empty, okay? And I'm surprised, though. I mean, I've had people come in and complain and say, you know, it said that I still had 20 kilometers, but it started to cough and stuff. I said, why don't you just put in friggin' gas, okay? And then we don't even have to worry about this.
I am not a person. You should, but I'm not a person. I'll push it to the limit every time. So well, I must say, life happens. It's the way. And I must say, you guys looked after me very well. Even when I won my award, Brian, you went behind my back and got my boss to call, Lucy Frechette, and have a talk. That was awesome. I don't think your members know this and your followers, like just how much you guys look after even us coming into the show. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, it was a lot of fun to do, Amy, and it's been a real pleasure having you join us on the show.
All right, Amy.
Yeah, I've had so much fun. Even do you guys, here I go again. But your followers couldn't see, or maybe they did if they YouTubed it. Remember I was talking with my hands and I swatted the microphone right away? I'm just that person. I went, oh my gosh, they probably heard a big thump. And it was, I didn't drop the phone then. I was like, oh geez, sit on my hands next time, right? As I'm talking to you, my hands are flying around.
Okay, well, you've got to listen. This has got an old clip from when you were on it a couple years ago. We're going to run it right now, okay, Amy?
Okay.
Just quickly, yes, I did work on a Model T Ford in my career.
We were talking about the crank in that sucker, right?
So the crank, you had to put your thumb a certain way so you wouldn't whack it or break it when the thing backfired.
Okay, so the handle could come backwards and it would break your thumb.
Break your thumb. You put the retard the timing, advance the throttle, snark it over it a few times, and then give it a whoop.
Really?
What did you do?
Snork it over. And today, all you got to do is press the button.
Not even. I just got to press the button on the phone.
On the phone.
And it'll start my car.
Amy, those were great instructions, eh? I'm sure you probably had to snork a couple things over on the farm, too, eh?
That's exactly it. And I don't know what I'm going to do now because you guys saved me from doing chores. No, today, I'm like, oh, got to go inside.
Well, just make sure you got the starting fluid, that it hasn't frozen or gotten bad, eh? Because you're going to want to use that. That's the problem, is when you've got machinery outside and you just can't lock it up and keep it warm, you want it to go, and it's important, especially where you are. I mean, you need to, that snowblower has to work, eh?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, I put it behind the back of the tractor. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this, and when I do, when I dig out the snow, I sometimes take half the grass with me, and then I flop it down. I'm like, come on, snow lock, so Justin doesn't see what I do.
Never a dull moment in Hooterville there, eh? Remember, Ollie, you can't plug in too many things at the same time. Otherwise, there you go. All right, Amy, thank you.
You break the breaker. I'll stop talking.
No. So how do you
fix it? I just have to say one thing.
Yep.
Which I'm going to...
Hello. Sorry, we missed that, Amy. You want to try it again?
I think we've lost Amy.
Oh, my.
There I am.
Oh, you're back.
I am. I just wanted to say, one thing I'm really going to miss, and I was able to do one of the times on your show, was to go, yeah!
Well, now we have that recorded, so if I don't remember it, we can tune it up anytime. Amy, thank you very much for all the support over the years. Always a blast having you.
Yes, and thank you so much. And I'm going to cheers you guys when I'm done doing the wood. And don't worry, I'll always look after your clients and your followers if they call us for any of their insurance inquiries.
That's right. Whether they've got a fancy old classic car or they've got a motorhome and need insurance, you're the way to go. Thank you. That's Orbit, right?
Orbit, because we revolve around you.
Amy, take care. We'll miss you. We got to take a break. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Dave's kids, Mark, Jen, and Brian, in that order. But that's apparently not the favorite order. And joining us on the line is actually an old friend of Dave's, Henry. Henry, are you there?
I am.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Just want to say hello to everybody. Haven't spoken to you in a while. But I want them to remember the Minkman Schnoz.
Yeah. What was that?
What's that?
That was whatever Dave would put on the front of his motorcycle to make it more aerodynamic.
That's right. He bought a fairing kit, and he put it on this Honda that he had, and he basically had this metal plaque made up that said Mickman Schmaz. And he put it on top of the he mounted it to the front.
But whatever else, whatever plastic bumper, fairing, it was always a Mickman Schmaz.
Henry, did you have a Mickman Schmaz on your vehicle?
No, I couldn't afford one. No, we went for many, many miles driving motorcycles. It was a hoot all the time. I miss him terribly.
Yeah. Now, how often did you stop? Because, you know, Dave would say, you know, I'm getting a bit of a tickle. What would he call it? He liked to eat, Dave. That was for sure. And how many times
peckish,
did you?
Peckish,
exactly. That was the word. Because I remember this happened at the car show, and I think we'd only finished eating about 10 minutes prior. And he says, I'm feeling a little peckish, aren't you, Al? And I went, no, I'm full. Maybe that's indigestion, Dave. He says, no, I think I still have room for something. You know? Yeah, yeah. Henry, and you guys also worked on cars together, too, I understand.
We did. He helped me get a kit car, and it was just great old memories, but... riding the bike and enjoying his family has been great. So,
Okay. All right. Well, Henry, thanks for joining us.
You be well.
All right. You drive safe, eh?
You too. Bye.
Yeah. I wonder if he's still on two wheels or basically got four.
Hopefully both. Hopefully both.
Really? Snorkel.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Brian?
Yeah, so really we just want to thank, you know, all the sponsors, you know, past and present, who's helped make the show possible. AM740 as well. You know, without them, we wouldn't be on the air for 22 plus years. And really the fans, right? You know, that was very important to Dave, very important to Brian and Alan. You know, we want to thank them because, again, without their support, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have lasted. And then finally, I'd like to thank our team, which is Al and Brian, Paula, Steve, you guys did an amazing job. Even Dave. I'd like to thank Dave.
Yeah, we'd
Without
like to
him,
thank Dave,
I wouldn't,
too.
I wouldn't be here.
None of us.
Well, you look like him, so we have no question about that one, you know.
Yeah, we just really like to thank, you know, everyone who helped make the show what it was.
Well, we want to thank you and the family for giving us the opportunity, especially the last couple of years. You know, your dad passed, and, you know, he wanted to carry on, and you guys did your best to help us.
Yeah.
All right. We got a clip, as a matter of fact, and it's guess who'll be on it. It'll be Dave, for sure.
Excellent.
Let's run it.
Speaking of humor, did you hear about the guy that changed the names of his toilet from John to Jim?
Why is that?
Well, he feels better now when he says, I was at the gym this morning. Little humor there. Very little.
Gotta run. We'll be right back. I wonder if the... Did Dave initiate the dad joke? I wondered, you know?
Yeah, probably.
In fact, it's funny. When I heard that clip, because a couple of weeks ago, I was at a bar on St. Clair, and it's called The Gym. And I thought, why did they do that? And the guy said, well, obviously, you can tell your family and friends that you were at the gym all afternoon. And it wasn't quite the same one.
No, not quite the same. Definitely not the same result.
Yeah, lots of other people, too, we want to thank as well over the years. We had the Automotive Business School. Big issue, of course. You know, we're trouble finding blue-collar workers, and it was a great sponsor, and they're educating people in the automotive business. Of course, we had Crown, we had Sale and Tire, and Jonathan Schlew.
Yes.
Remember him? Car generator. Guy. He
yeah.
used to come on with us, and yeah. he was on the Dragon's Den?
Yeah, Dragon's Den, I believe.
He used to run all kinds of specials, of course, and we had the big ones. We had CAA, who your dad loved, CAA. Every time we would have on, and it made no difference what their topic was that day, Dave wanted to talk about all the money he saved on insurance. Okay, and the guy would go, that's not my division. Oh, I don't care. You know how many cars I had and how much I was spending on insurance?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. And they saved me all that dough. Of course, we had Omvik, you know, who was a great sponsor. Terry O'Keefe used to come down all the time. And Carl, I don't know if you guys met Carl Compton. He was a character, tall guy, always in the car business. I'm the voice. Because he was a car dealer, and as a matter of fact. And he used to always come on. And of course, we miss Norris McDonald, who just passed away. Also used to call into the show. He'd be here in person sometimes. He loved cars. Your dad loved to hang with him because they always had stories to tell, eh?
Yeah, Norris was incredible. He had so much knowledge about motorsport. And every time I spoke with him, it was enlightening. Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, with Giorgini, we were talking earlier before from the Automobile Protection Association.
Yep.
He would come on, you know, also basically to help consumers. And that's why we were here, you know, to spread the good word, try to warn people. Answer questions, you know, people call in with their car stuff, and it's making a giggly noise on it, you know, and we go, your car is there, and I'm here, and the funniest part was, the great part was when someone would phone you back in 2 weeks later and go, it's Bob, I remember I called you and told you, you were right, how did you know that, you know, we reached each other, pat each other on the back, we loved it, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It's a pleasure for me to join the show, and even prior to that, it was a pleasure to join you and Dave Al in the studio, and I always remember coming in and going through the wheel section before we went on air, and that was a blast.
Right, and then we totally ignore it afterwards.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember Steve used to call him the when we would have Chinese food at Dave's house. Our summit. We'd have our summit, you know, and we'd get together to talk about the new direction of the show and how we were going to improve matters. But I think when the meal ended, that's when all the it all got forgotten.
Yeah.
So again, that's Steve Scheinman. Steve Scheinman. I should know his name after so many years. Thanks, Steve. He wasn't able to be with us today. But it couldn't have happened without you either. Brian, you really made it easy for me.
Yeah, you did too. Thanks for taking me on, Al.
Dave had big shoes to fill, and I was a little bit concerned, but, you know, you alleviated all those issues.
It worked out pretty well.
All right, Ashley, thank you very much for I mean, you're new, but you've been doing a great job, and I want to thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. We're done. Have a good weekend, and drive safe. And like Dave used to say, keep the shiny side up and the greasy side down.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.